If pomp and ceremony are what Donald Trump and his family wanted, they'd surely be happy with their first of a three-day visit to the UK. The Queen turned on the full ceremonial welcome for the US President, and he arrived bearing angry tweets. As Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports from London.
The big guns for the big gun. Donald Trump was in town, so too thousands of extra police and kilometres of barricades to keep the uninvited well away. Instead of wrangling London's traffic, Donald Trump and wife Melania literally travelled above it all in Marine One, the presidential chopper, the first couple delivered to the Buckingham Palace backyard for the full ceremonial welcome. But even before he'd landed in Britain, President Trump was busy in his own undiplomatic way, making clear his intense dislike for London Mayor Sadiq Khan, tweeting Khan was a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, not me. The London mayor was having none of that.
President Trump, if you're watching this, your values and what you stand for are the complete opposite of London's values and the values in this country.
Britain's Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, was left explaining what that was all about.
Well, he is a very controversial president, and we've all got used to that over the last 2 years, and there are no visits from President Trump that don't have unexpected moments.
There were protests outside Buckingham Palace and angry arguments between the president's supporters and detractors. Next day, we'll focus more on politics. He'll meet the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who's about to become an ex-PM. She may well not want to hear his strident views on Brexit or his support for Prime Ministerial aspirant Boris Johnson. Deep differences on Iran and Chinese communication giant Huawei are unlikely to be settled before President Trump rejoins the Royal Circle on Wednesday in Portsmouth for the 75th commemoration of the D-Day landings. So far, the Trump family's London trip has gone to script. Pictures taken, royal hand shaken. This is Philip Williams in London reporting for AM.